Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are on the last blot of Perek Kol HaBasar, the eighth Perek of Maseches Chulin, as we move over from the eighth to the what we call the ninth. We'll see, not everyone calls it the ninth Perek, but we are up to the last Mishnah in the Perek on the bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin Mabez. Beis Hashem, today and next week we get back to a quote-unquote regular schedule with the daf in the morning, and hopefully we'll have our regular time and regular length of time starting next week. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all have a good winter, as they say. Winter. But, okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Chomer b'chelev b'badam, v'chomer madam b'chelev. There is a chumra that applies to chelev that dam does not have, and there's a chumra that dam has that chelev does not have. Why are we talking about this? Because earlier we were speaking about chelev, the issur of cooking chelev and chalav. Is chelev considered basar or not? So once we brought up chelev, so we bring up the relationship between chelev and dam. So there's a stringency that the issur of chelev has that dam does not have, and vice versa. They're both issur kares. That's not a stringency in terms of the punishment. But what does the Mishnah say? Chomer bechelev. Chelev is a more stringent. Shah chelev moalin bo. Chelev, there's me'ilah. Meaning chelev of karbanis. Chelev of karbanis, there is mi'ilah, the isser of benefiting from the base of Migdash, something that is supposed to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something is Lashem. And therefore, chelev, before, chelev obviously that I'm not allowed to eat, because chelev you're never allowed to eat, chelev of karbanis, mo'al and bo, there is mi'ilah. Rashi says on top, im karbanhu, to ha'kadshe Hashem, they are kadshe Hashem, ve'inim ha'kohanim, they don't go to the kohanim. Anything is supposed to go to the kohanim, there's no mi'ilah by. Say the meat of a carbon chatas after everything is completed. So the kohen's about to eat it, then you eat it instead, a zar. So then there's no mi'ilah there. The mi'ilah is only by something that is supposed to be Lashem, kadshe Hashem. Says the Mishnah, that's one chumra of chelev over dam, and number two, v'chayav an alam mishum pigol v'noser v'tamei. And also, you're chayav for pigol if the animal became pigol because the kohen thought about doing one of the avodas after his proper time, and one eats chelev of that carbon, so that's iser karis, and it's pigol. Because a chelev could become pigol. V'noser if it's left over, and v'tamei, and if a person eats the chelev while he is tameh, he is chayav, Rashi says, two karbanas, if he did it b'shogeg, one for chelev and one for tumas haguf, which is karis. So that is a chumra of chelev over dam. What about dam over chelev? So, chomer badam, shadam noheg bibehema v'chayav v'of. Dam, the issur of dam is noheg by all creatures. I should say all animals. When it comes to humans, we had that discussion a few weeks ago about whether the dam of a person is asa daraisa or not. We'll hopefully get back to that a little bit today. But the dam, the issur of dam, though, is for sure noeg by all types of animals, beit tamei and beit tahor, kosher or non-kosher animals. The chelev, they don't noeg ilo behemah tahor bovan. Chelev is only noeg by behemahs and not chayos, and is only noeg by kosher animals. By non-kosher animals, it's already asa for being non-kosher. There's no specific isser of chelev when it comes to non-kosher animals. So that's the difference between dam and chelev. Two ha'aris. Number one, Rabbi Akiva Eiger on this Mishnah points out that there is a machlokas rishonim whether there is an isser d'oraisa of eating cooked blood. What if the blood's cooked and then I eat it? Raw blood is for sure asa d'oraisa. What about cooked blood? Dam shebishlo. That's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran says later on that it's also asa d'oraisa. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this Mishnah sounds like it's asa d'oraisa. Why? Because if it's not asa d'oraisa, the Mishnah should have said that as a difference between chelev and dam. Cooked chelev is still asa d'oraisa, kares, and cooked dam is not. The fact that the Mishnah does not make that difference, it points to the Rishonim that says asa d'oraisa anyway. It's in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Chomer, mi delo chashiv shechelev mevushal over alav, v'dam mevushal einu over, k'da'amar z'iri menachas daf chaf alef, muchach delo kaimalon kev z'iri bazeh, especially they don't hold like z'iri, and really cooked blood is also asr, v'kakas v'aran, b'chidushim b'mesechtan daf kuf beis. That's what the Ran says later on. The problem is, according to Z'iri, so why didn't it mention it in this Mishnah? Okay, Tzarechia doesn't answer that question, but that is the that should be Rukiv Eger on the Mishnah. Number one. Number two, there is a Shulchan Aruch that I saw discussed by the by the Achronim, and that is, Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Tetilas Yadayim, Hilchos Tetilas Yadayim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, if somebody eats a food that is Tibulo, Be'echad Mishivash Mashkin, as we know there are seven liquids from Hilchos Machshirin, the last parak in Mishnayis Machshirin, discussed the seven liquids that are Machshir L'Kabal Tuma, which is what a lot of the next parak is going to be about, as we'll see. Bezrat Hashem, but Shulchan Aruch said, "Ochel davar shetibulo be'echad b'shiva mashkin." Somebody eats a vegetable. Let's say that you dip in one of the seven liquids. Shes simanam yad shachadam. That whose abbreviations the Rashi gave us are yad shachadam. Dahainu yain dvash shemen cholov tal damayim. Right, they did one of the seven. V'lo nisnagev, and they didn't dry their dry before. V'yafilu ein yadav nogos b'makam mamashke. Even if your hands are not touching the wet spot that it was dipped in, sarich netila below bracha. You still have to wash. This is the halacha, what we do by karpas. Right? If the vegetable gets wet, and if it gets wet, therefore it is now mekabel tuma. Our hands are considered on a rabbanan level shnios latuma. And if we would touch the item that is mekabel tuma, we would make the tame. So that is what Chazal instituted originally by truma, but then they extended it to even more. And that's why one of the reasons we do zil shadayim even today, gzeira meheri yibana beis hamigdash, and the kohanim are going to have to do it. So we just make low plug, not just the kohanim. So therefore, you have to wash your hands. Sarah Natila below bracha. And then the Rama says, Afilu Eina Matava Rak Rosha Yark. Even if you only dip the tip of the vegetable and you're touching the other part, you have to wash. Good. The problem is, Shulchan Aruch says, if you dipped in one of the seven liquids, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands? If you dipped it in blood? That the only issue is washing your hands? That's the only thing you're worried about? It says if you dip it in blood. Dip it in blood. It says one of the seven. So the Magen Avraham says, Kidei Nasva, on the word Dam. Goes the word Dam. Says, Kidei Nasva, nah, don't worry about the word Dam. Doesn't really mean it. The Ha'asr Lechol Dam. So, it just mentions the seven, but obviously doesn't mean that you're dipping it into Dam. But the Magen Avraham says, maybe, V'ulai, Demayri Sha'ochel Ma'achol, B'tivo B'dam, B'pnei Refua U'Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe you have to dip it in the blood because of your life's in danger. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. So Magen Avraham is saying, well, Shulchan Aruch mentioned it. What else are you mutter dam? So that's what the Magen Avraham suggests. And then he says, V'dam dogim v'chagovim lo mikri mashke. Fish blood. It's not usher. But the Magen Avraham says that's not called mashke. That's not called liquid. So it wouldn't be included in the tibula b'mashke. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That point is not 100% clear. Because if you look at other Achronim, I saw quoted here from the Nazir Shimshon? No, I'm sorry, different. That was a different answer. Nazir Shimshon says, maybe it's talking about human blood that doesn't look like human blood anymore. According to the Rishonim, that it's not also Daraisa, it's only because of Marasayan. So it's not also because of Marasayan. It does not look like human blood anymore. But Rabbi Kivager, I didn't bring up the Rabbi Kivager on Shulchan Aruch right there, and Hilchos Tetilas Yadayim suggests maybe it's Dam Dagim. Or Dav Chagavim, which is not Usser. It's not Usser, but how can it be one of the seven Mashkim? Maybe there's a difference. It's a Mashke Lagabe Hechsher LaKabal Tuma, but it's not a Mashke Lagabe the Isser of Achilas Dam. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivi Eger right here on the Shulchan Aruch. Very important Ha'ara. You can have different definitions of Mashke regarding different areas of Halacha. Mashke Lagabe Hechsher, Mashke Lagabe Isser Achila. And that's the difference between dam dogim is mutter. It's mutter. The Torah says mutter, the special drasha that is mutter, but it still might be enough to be a mashke for Kabbalah. So maybe that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, that you dip blood in fish blood. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. So how do I know that the halacha is that there's an iser of Mi'ila, the first halacha in the Mishnah. There's Isra of Mi'ila by Chelev, and not by Dam. So first we'll focus on the first part. Minon Emili, Amar Abiyanai, De Amakra, Ka'asher Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlamim. This pasuk is by the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol. In Parshas Vayikra, remember Vayikra, Perak Aleph is about Ola, Perak Beis is about Mincha, Perak Gimel is about Chata, Per Gimel is about Shlamim, Per Dalet is about Chata, so you go through all the different types of Chatos, not just the regular Chatos. You go through the Chatos of the Koi Mashiach, and the Chatos of the Paralam Davashal Sibur, you go through all the Chatos. So, Rabbi Yanai says, that there's a pasuk comparing the chatas of the Kohen Gadol of the Par Kohen Mashiach to Shlamim. The Amar Kroa Kasher Yura Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. It compares the two. So V'chimala Manu Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. What's the comparison between the chatas of the Kohen Mashiach and the Shlamim? So Me'ata. Hariza Balalamid Venim Salamid. So the Gemara uses the Midah Shatarded Reshes Bahen of Balalamid Venim Salamid. It compares it to another context, but ultimately that other context learns from here. Even though the pasuk seems to be comparing chatas to shlamim, we also compare shlamim to chatas. Parkoin Mashiach, just like the carbon chatas, yesh bo meila, there is meila clearly because there is the chalev that is burned on the mizbeach. Besides what is eaten to the kohanim, afshar zevach shlamim yesh bo meila. So to the emurim on the chalev of the Shor Zevach HaShlamim would have the Isra Me'ila. So it's based on a comparison, based on a hekesh. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ke'urazu, it is so ugly for you. Right, how many times do we have this in Shas? We just had it twice in the past 3 days. On Erev Yantav we had this. Ke'urazu, this Lashon, it's disgusting for you, it's ugly for you. Zu, Shoshana Rebbe, we have a different pasuk. Shoshana Rebbe, Kol Chelev Lashem, L'rabos Emuri Kachem Kalam L'Me'ila. Kol Chelev Lashem, that includes Kol Chelev, all Chelev includes Kachem Kalim, the Chelev for Be'ila. So what do you need the earlier pasuk for? There is a Tosas Rid in Ksubis. I just thought of it. It's on Daf Tes, Daf Yud. I'm not going to find it right now. It's in that area. I think it's on Daf Yud. That says from the word L'chora. So the word L'chora usually says, oh, L'chora, that's for the word Or, at first light. L'chora, at first light. But the Tosafot Rid there says you could also read it with an ayin. L'chura, from the word ke'ura. That sometimes if you look at it like at first light, it's ke'ura. It's ugly because it's not the right shot. We have to delve deeper into it. So l'chora, with the aleph and with the ayin, maybe are connected from the word or and from the word ke'ur, like we have right here. Okay, so what do you need two psukim for? We have one pasuk comparing chatas and shlamim. We have another pasuk saying that it is kol chelav to include even a murin. So amar abaya istrich. So you need two psukim because of rachmana chelav. If I only had this last pasuk of kol chelav, have amina chelav in yoseres v'shtei klal yoslo, I would have thought it's mamish the fats, but the yoseres, the fats on the kidneys and the kidneys, lo, that wouldn't be included. That's who says that's called chelav. So kasher rachmana kasher yuram. So it includes everything that is lifted and taken off the shlamim to be burned. That includes the yoseres and the shtei klayos. Because of rachmana kasher yuram, and if it only had the first pasuk quoted, hava amina chelev alya delesa b'shor lo, the fats of the tail which do not exist in a shor, so that wouldn't be included because the pasuk says shor zevach hashlamim. So because of rachmana kol chelev, that's why it says kol chelev to include any chelev, even the Alya. Even the Alya, that's why you have two different psukim. Whenever Alya comes up, it's always nice to mention, still Ishruchag, it's still Yatav Sheni and Chutz La'aretz, so to mention the story about the Alya. What's the story of the Alya? That's in Psachim Dav Gimel. Psachim Dav Gimel, you remember the story? There was an Arimian. Hahu Arma'a. There was an Arimian, the Havi Salik Vachu Pischa B'Yerushalayim. They used to go up, pretend he was Jewish, and go eat from the Karpei Zach in Yerushalayim. Remember, it was a busy day, a lot of Jews there, thousands and millions of Jews all around the Beis HaMikdash. So, but you had to give your two datsei hut when you went to eat your Karban Pesach. No, it looks okay. I want to eat. I want to. Who has an extra kezayis in their chabura? Oh, can I be part of it? There you go. You do that. Fine, wonderful. He's part of the chabura. And then he went back and Amar. He said, "Ksiv kol benecha lo yochabo, kol ara lo yochabo, v'yanaka akachelna mishufrei deshufrei." He went back and boasted. Says, I got the best part of the Karban Pesach. Oh, it was awesome, said the Arimian. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Mikasafa lecha me'alya. Did they give you from the tail of the Karban Pesach? Did they give you the tail? He's like, oh, no, they didn't. So he goes back. So Amar Leilo, Kisakas lehaslam, the following year, Eimelahu, Safali me'alya. He went to them and says, I want to be part of this chabura, but I want to get from the tail. They looked at themselves and they said, the tail? Tail's not eaten. Kisalis, he says, Amrulei, Alya Lugavosalka. That's burned. What kind of question? Who are you? Amrulei, Man Amrulecha. Hachi, who told you to ask the tail? It sounds like this was taught to you. Amrulei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Maseira told me to ask for the tail. Amru my hai de kamon. What is going on here? They try to figure out. Bodku basrei. Vyashkahua da armahu. They checked after. They found that he was a Rimian. Vikatluhu. And they killed him. And Shalchle, Vidim Maseira. They said to Vidim Maseira. Shalom lachar Vidim Maseira. Da at benitsivin. Umitsudaseich prusabi Yerushalayim. You're out in Nitsivin, but your net, your influence is felt here even in Jerusalem. Meaning this guy was killed because of a trick of what you said. This little Gemara here is the basis for a lot of discussion. Basis for Aliyah, like we're getting Yotut. But number one, why was Rabbi Yehuda Maseir in Yerushalayim? This Arimia was going to be all the regular and he wasn't, so why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? That's one issue we're not dealing with now. Look at Tosfos here, three different answers. What, maybe he lived in Chutzlar, as Tosfos says. What if you're in Chutzlar, you don't have to be all the regular? Well, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be all the regular. Very challenging answer to figure out. But that's Tosfos. Tosfos gives other answers as well. Maybe he didn't have any karka, no mitzvah ol regel, but that is one issue. The other issue that the Achronim deal with is, why was he chayav misa? Why did they kill him? What, if kol ben necha lo yochabo, is a chayav misa? And also, who is that iser, kol ben necha lo yochabo, that Chas Chinuch discusses, is that an avera on the goy to eat from the Karban Pesach? Or is that an iser on the Jew to be ma'achil the Karban Pesach? On that mitzvah of Kol Ben Echar, mitzvah Yud Dalid, the Chinuch says, Shelo Na'achil Min HaPesach L'Ger Toshav. That's mitzvah Yud Dalid, Shelo Na'achil. The earlier mitzvah Yud Gimel, Shelo Na'achil Min HaPesach L'Yisrael Meshumid. It sounds like the mitzvahs are on the Jew, not the non-Jew. Right? It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So that's the Menachas Chinuch Safik here. He says, He says from the smog, it looks like the lav is on the ochel, but if the Rambam says the lav is on the machel, just derech agav. I just saw last night. I would have announced it in shul, but I saw it last night. You mentioned the smog here. The Chavetz Chaim is one star in shul and on Simchas Torah, and the minhag of the Chavetz Chaim shul was that the younger generation was used to dance. I guess that there weren't enough Torahs or the Torahs were too heavy. They used to dance with Tanachs. He said, dance with Tanakh, so I do our covers with Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's how they used to dance. And sometimes, I saw this in Elahe Moadai, they got a little rowdy and some kids didn't get Tanakhs and they were upset. So one time the Chavetz Chaim was in a circle dancing around and he sees his little son, I don't know which son it was, on the side, like very sad. So he goes over to him and says, why are you sitting? He's like, they don't give me a Tanakh. I don't have any Tanakh. So he goes to the shelf, he takes a smog off the shelf. He gives him a smog. He says, here, this is greater than anything. It's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Right, the smog. Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. List of this, Moshe Bikutsi, one of the great Rishonim, wrote a list of the 613. He gives him a smog and he danced with the smog. And the kid was happy and he danced with it. So, number one, I would have brought my smog to shul if I knew that Chavetz Chaim. I would have brought my smog. I got three volumes. I could have given it out. And number two, unbelievable story about the smog. Anyway, so just hit me because Minchas Chinuch here quotes the smog. We're still in Yisru Chag and it's still Simchas Torah in Chutz Laaretz. So, we are allowed to talk about Simchas Torah. And Yana Dioma, Dafyomi Connection. Okay, where is it in the Daf Yomi? Okay, it's good enough. It's the Minchas Chinuch that talks about the Alyo, which talks about the Daf. Okay, Me'inyin le'inyin le'inyin, but also inyin. Anyway, but the Minchas Chinuch that talks about why they killed this Arimian. Why did they kill Ahu Arma? So he says, maybe, am I katluhu? Eimeinu muzer al zeh. Ah, well, that's a smog to Atzma muzer. It's definitely better if the Isser's on the guy than on the Jew. That's for sure. I still don't know why they killed him. But if the Isser's on the Ma'achil, not on the Ochel, then for sure you have a problem. If the Isser's on us, so why are we killing him? Because we did an Aveira unwittingly, unknowingly. So, he says, first of all, number one, he says, maybe, you might say, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's Gezel. Maybe it's Gezel. Why is it Gezel? Because as we know, Kachem Kalam Acher Shchita Afilu Chela Kabaylim Gamkein Mamun Gavoa. It's Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us by Kachem Kalam that we're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. But if we don't have permission, Dim Goy Ochol Kachem Kalam Shlomim O Pesach over Gabkin Al Gezel. Ki Benoch Metzuval Gezel. Mali Gezel Hadio Gezel Gavoa. And that is why maybe it's Chayim Misa. Because we know Asarasa Zui Misasan when it comes to the Sheva Mitzvos. And maybe that's why they killed him because of Gezel. You might say, Mother Achronim might want to suggest another answer. That is, we know, based on a Ramban at the end of Sefer Dvarim, that certain people are killed not based on what they did specifically for the Maisa, but because that what they did symbolizes and undermines the fabric of society. And we do it for V'chol Yisrael Yishuv V'yiro. By four people in the Torah, it says V'chol Yisrael Yishuv V'yiro. The Gemara says it's Sanhedrin Peites. Dalet Srichan Hachraza. Four people you have to announce before they're killed, this is why we're killing them, and everybody should realize and take a lesson. Four people, says the Ramban. Number one is Mesis. Somebody tries to convince someone else to do Avodah Zarah. Even if they're not successful, they're Chayav Misa. So you see it's not totally on the action. Number two, Edim Zomamin. Edim Zomamin, Kachar Zomam V'lo Kachar Asa. Obviously, it's because of what they tried to do. Number three, Betzora Mora. Betzora Mora, Nidra Hashem Sofa. We didn't even do it yet. Number three. Number four, the fourth one, Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre, one of the great son of the Sanhedrin, who thinks he's right. He thinks the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong. And even after he being outvoted, he goes back to his town at Paskins, like he says. He's Chayev Misa, even though he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. The answer is, it says the Ramban, in all four places, they're not being killed because of what they did, but because of what they represent. A danger to the fabric of society, undermining the legal system, undermining the youth of our community, a bad influence. Every each one of these is discussed. Mesis, obviously. So maybe one could suggest, if you have a non-Jew that is celebrating eating part of the Korban Pesach, which is the carbon which symbolizes the unique relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma develops this idea in Baal Oscha, how Korban Pesach is the anti-Avodah Zarah carbon. It's the first carbon that we were commanded as a nation. The Rambam in Hilchos Karbanos, the first carbon that he discusses is Hilchos Korban Pesach, because that is the root of all Karbanos. The first carbon that we got to Mishchu Kuchulav Chemso, Mishchu Mi'avodah Zarah, Kuchulav Chemso, a lot of symbolism about Korban Pesach. So this guy is going there in the Beis HaMikdash and boasting that that's what he's doing. That's an undermining of this whole institution, and therefore he was Chayav Misa. Maybe. A suggestion. Kachem Kalam. Kachem Shlam. It's a Shlamim.
This whole Gemara seems to be said in Kachem Kalam, you don't have
Me'ilah. A Murin of Kachem Kalam has Me'ilah.
I'm saying, but you need a separate Me'ilah for that.
That's what we were just talking about. You need it by both. You compare Chatas and Shlamim in that way. Just like by Chatas there is the Makar, that there is Me'ilah, but is by Chatas. Just like there is by Chatas, so too by the Emurim, the fats of Kachem Kalam.
Right, but the rest of it and the owner.
What?
The rest of it belongs to the owner.
No, but it's Bishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. That's the point. Halachically, the owner's allowed to eat it, but they're getting it based on God's authority and God's permission. And if Hashem didn't give permission, so then you weren't allowed to eat it in his gezel. Even by something that we're allowed to eat, you can't eat it wherever you want, you gotta eat it in Yerushalayim. Right? So it still shows that, like Maaser Sheni, according to some Tanaim, is Mamon Gavoa. That Maaser Sheni, you have to eat Yerushalayim. Why? Because it's really as if you're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's giving it back to you. By anything that you buy with Maaser Sheni money. So again, that's, you find even if you're allowed to eat it, it still might be called gezel. Okay, so we have two psukim which we explained why we need for chaylev. So continues the Gemara. Amale Rav Mari, L'Rav Zvid, I Alya Ikri Chaylev, Titzra Bachila. If you're telling me that the Alya is included in the Isra of Chaylev, so why isn't the Alya always Asa Bachila, even by non-Karbanos? And we know it's not part of the included in Chaylev. So Amale Alecha Markra, about you, about your Taina, the Pasuk says, Kol Chaylev Shar V'Chesa V'Eis, Dibra Davar HaShavet B'Shar V'Chesa V'Eis, something that is equal in all these animals, and it's not equal by shor. So that's one pasuk excluding alya from the Isra of Chaylev in general. Rav Ashi Amar, Chaylev ha'alya ikra'i, Chaylev stama lo ikra'i. It's called Chaylev alya. It's not called Chaylev. And the only something that does not have a double name is included in the Isra of Chaylev. If you're telling me it's not chaylev at all, so why should there be any Yisra me'ilah by it, even by some karbanos? Okay, you're right. Go back to the first answer of Rav Zvid, that it's just davar hashava. That's the makar, because really it is called chaylev in a certain sense. Good. We continue. Sorry, the voice is a little still tired from Simchas Torah. Okay, mashenkin b'dam. Unlike Dam, Dam is not subject to Me'ilah. How do we know that? Minani Mili, Amar Ula, Da Amar Kra, Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. Shalachem, the blood, it should be a kapara for you. It's yours. Makar for Dam. Tiber Bishmal Tana, second makar, Lechaper. The blood is there, Lechaper, to bring kapara for you. Lechaper, Nisati, Velola Me'ilah. It's there to give you kapara and for any other purpose. Not to cause you problems, not to have you violate Me'ilah. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, interesting why you need three different psukim. The Gemara elsewhere discusses it, not here. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, who? uses the word hu by the blood. Hu lefnei kapara kelachar kapara. The blood is the same thing before you use it and after you use it. Ma lachar kapara ein bo me'ila. Just like after you use the blood, there is no me'ila, because that's what's called, as we'll see in the Gemara soon, na'asis mitzvaso. Once something, it's used for its mitzvah, it loses its kedusha. Af lefnei kapara ein bo me'ila. So too after kapara, there is no me'ila, because we could say hu, it's the same thing. Right, it's the same thing before and after Me'ila, right? What's like that? Mitzvah. When you have something that is what's in the category, as we know, of the two different types of chefsa shal mitzvahs, right? We have chefsa shal mitzvahs that are connected to the ksav of Torah. For example, Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, anything that is connected to the ksav of Torah has inherent kedusha, and therefore, even after na'asis mitzvaso, even after I use the mezuzah, I don't plan to use it anymore, it still retains its kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha. Masha'enki, when it comes to items that are just used for a mitzvah, that after you use it for a mitzvah, na'asis mitzvaso, when it loses its kedusha. So you have that by dam of a carbon, you have that by, last night, I've taken off the extra schach. I told my kids to bring the schach up to the front, you can throw it out. Some of the extra branches. I can throw it out, it's schach! Right, it's tashmishay mitzvah. Tashmishay mitzvah, once they are used, so then you're allowed to make or did throw it out. Okay, if you're putting it in the garbage with the food, you should put it in the bag first. Tzitzis are not shamus. Right, the Ma'aril says you should use your tzitzis strings for bookmarks. The Rama, I think, quotes that in Arachayim. But what do we do with the lulav? We burn it. That's how you treat it. That's how you treat a tashmishay mitzvah. The answer is yes. Because once you're doing a mitzvah, you know, by the chametz, you throw it in there and you burn it. Again, maker it did. It loses its mitzvah status, just like right here. Ein bo mi'ila. Says the Gemara, once you're comparing it, why don't you go the other way? Ve'ema hu la'achar kapara kelefnei kapara. Ma lefnei kapara yesh b'mi'ila, la'achar kapara yesh b'mi'ila. What do you say is the opposite? Similar to what Tosfos said a few days ago. L'chumra makshinan. Maybe you should compare l'chumra. Why do you go l'kula? So Gemara says no. Aim lecha dover shenas is mitzvah so mal and bo. There's the principle. There's nothing that you have completed using. Naas is mitzvah so, and there is still me'ila. Why is that? There is svara for that. So if you look in Rashi in Maseches Yuma, Rashi there says, once you did the mitzvah, it's no longer called Kodesh Hashem. That's an important line. Kivan nun tes amibes. Kivan de naas is mitzvah so, lo karinan be Kodesh Hashem. The Ritva there in Yuma quotes Rashi. He likes Rashi. He says the words, V'nachon hu. If we get a V'nachon hu from the Ritva, we'd also be happy about that. He goes, Rashi, it says V'nachon hu. And then he says, but there's also a source. He quotes the Ri. Nafgalon mechatos amesos. You get it from the chatos mesos. Shein molen behen kivan yimurin l'mitzvah. One of the five chatos mesos. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. They have to be left to die. And the Medrash says there is no me'ila by the Chatos Mesos because there's no longer ra'ui for their mitzvah. So too nas is mitzvah. So once they are used up for their mitzvah, therefore there is no me'ila. So the Ritva gives a pasuk and the svara of Rashi there in Yuma. Says the Gemara below, is this really true? There's no concept of nasis mitzvaso, and yet there is still me'ila. Farichumas hadeshen, denasim mitzvaso, mal and bo. What about the trumas hadeshen? We know the first avodah done every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. Na'asas mitzvaso. You're ready. What do you do? The coin that won the lottery goes up to the top of the Mizbeach. He takes from the Mu'uchalo Shabahem. He takes from the ones that are really burned inside. He takes it. He puts it there next to the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Mizbeach. He puts it in a pile. But Derech Nes, Chazal say, it was absorbed in there, in the grounds right there. Because nowhere do we have any source what to do with that pile. We have Hotzas Hadeshen, which is when on the Mizbeach there's too many ashes, so you take that all the way out. But the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, or Ramas Hadeshen, it's pretty clear in the Pesukim, in the beginning of Tzav, that it's two different actions. You take it next to Mizbeach, that's it. So Chazal say that it's Nivla. It's Nivla in the ground. Where Rashi says it here too, we lose it. See the fourth to last skinny line in Rashi? V'nivla'as sham bimkoma. Fourth to last skinny line. Right, it's absorbed right there in that spot. That's the nes. So the Trumas Hadeshen. So you finished the mitzvah. But it still says, Farishum Hadeshen, Tanasa Mitzvah, Sumalim, but there's still Me'ilah by that Trumas Hadeshen. Dichsiv, Visamo, Eitzalam Mizbeach. You have to put it next to Mizbeach. You can't use it. So you see, Eitzalam Mizbeach, and you see there's still Me'ilah. Doesn't that violate the principle? Answer, Mishum Dahavi, Chumas Hadeshin, the big day kahuna, Shtek Suman Aban Ke'echad. No, because there are, you're right, there are two examples, two exceptions to the rule. So if there are two exceptions to the rule, we say you can't learn from two exceptions. Because if it was a rule, it would have just had one to be malamid on the klal. But Chumas Hadeshin, you finish the mitzvah and you're still mi'ila. And also, big day kahuna. Big day kahuna, what's the case of big day kahuna? Let's just finish the sentence. And any time when you have two psukim that teach you the same thing, aim alamdin. What big day kahuna? So Rashi quotes, first wide line. The big day lavan of the Kohen Gadol. The halacha is those cannot be used again. They have to be put there and nignaz. Right? The four begun that he goes to the front of the left name, he needs a new every year. Not a new tzitz, that's one of the big days off. Not a new me'il, that's one of the big days off. But he needs a new ketones and a new menachasayim and the four that are the big day love and he goes to the Kosh Kadashim with. Right, it says Rashi quotes the pasuk v'hinicham sham. You have to leave it there. So therefore, you see these two psukim of even if nasa mitzvah, so it's still aser. So ein malamdim. Let's just finish the flow and then we'll talk a little more. Hani chalad lo rabbanon to amri. This works according to the Rabbanan that have that halacha that the big day kohen gadol cannot be used again, which is by the way what we paskin. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who says no, it's just that this can't be used on another Yom Kippur. But a kohen hedyot who needs big day lavan could use it any other day of the year. So you see, it's not nignas, so that's not an exception. There's only one exception of Shumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara says, no, El Mishum, Davi Shumas Hadeshen, Egla Rufa, Shiksuven Aban Ke'echad. Shiksuven Aban Ke'echad, Emalamdin. No, there's another example, Egla Rufa, the anonymous corpse that we break the back, the neck of the Egla as part of the Kapara ceremony. Yodena L'Shavko Asadam HaZeh, then the Parshat Mishpatim. So that's the Pazik, Ein Malamdin. So the Gemara continues. According to what it says, you can't learn from Sheik Suvin, fine. But according to what it says, you can learn from Tuk Suvim. So how do you know the principle here that you should darshan it? The Dam Lefnei Kapara is the Malamed for the Dam Lachar Kapara, and there's no Lachar Kapara for Lefnei Kapara, and there's never and there's never any Mi'ila. Why don't you learn it from Trumas Hadeshen and from these other items? So our answer is Trei Miyutei Ksivei. No, you're right. If you would be Shtei Ksuvin, you would say you will learn it. But there is Mi'utim here. Ksiv Hacha Ksiv Visamo Hasam Ksiv Ha'arufa. It says by Trumas Hadeshen, place it. Visamu. Place it and nothing else. And the other limud is Ha'arufa. Right, the arufa. So each of those exclude anything else. So if that's all true, so why do you have three psukim by dam to right? It says Rashi lachem lachaper and who the three words that we used before. So according to what it says, you don't need these to exclude it from meila. So chalamu temi nosar want to teach me that dam is not subject to the isser of nosar. The chalam ute mi'ila and want to exclude it from the isser of mi'ila. The chalam ute mi'tuma and want to exclude it from the isser of tuma. Those three, that's what you need it for. Aval mi'pigol otzar akra. But the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that dam is not subject to pigol. What does that mean? It means if a whole carbon becomes pigol and I eat the dam, that's not an isser of pigol. It's just an isser of dam. So you don't need a pasuk for that. Why? It's not. Because we learned it back in the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim. Remember way back when? The rule by pigol. What's the rule by pigol? Only something that has something else matir it is subject to pigol. That was the rule. Dabar sheish la matirin. Called datra, called sheish la matirin. Anything that has something else matir it, bein la adam, bein la mizbeach, whether it's matiring it to eat for the person, whether it's like basar, whether it's matiring it to be brought in the mizbeach, chayav and alami shepigol. V'dam gufe matiru. And dam doesn't have anything else matir it. Dam is its own matir. Dam is a matir. What does that mean? When you sprinkle the blood, now you can eat the meat. Now you could burn the fat on the mizbech. So the dam is a matir. So that's not doesn't fit into the rules of what pigol is. So you don't need a pasuk to exclude that. Hadron al kalabasar. Okay, let's go back for 1 minute before we start the next parak. And that is there's an important Mishnah Malach which I mentioned in a Ian Shear in a Daf Ian Shear back in Maseches Zvachim when we spoke about Big Day Kahuna. There is also in Yana Yoma. Right, we still. But one of the sources for Isru Chag is that every time you bring a carbon, the halacha is you have to sleep over. You can't, you're not allowed to leave after you bring a carbon. You have to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim. That's what Yisrochai, they're already there in Yerushalayim. They all have the holiday. They don't work the next day. So we can still speak about the Yontif of Sukkos. So we know, what does the Mishnah in Sukkah say? Mishnah in Sukkah says, what did they use for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva for wicks? What did they use for wicks? So they used the Bavloi Kohanim. They used the worn-out Begadim of the Kohanim. That is what the Mishnah says they used. So the Mishnah Lamelech right here in Nichlus Klei HaMikdash in Ches Dalid. Called Beged mi Bigde Kahuna Shenaset Soai, if it comes dirty, Emalabnoso velo machapsenoso el manicho lapsilos velovish chadashim. You leave it to use for wicks if it gets dirty. Why? Because you don't do laundry of the Bigde Kohen, of the Bigde Kahanim. No, in Anias b'makam Hashiris. U Bigde Kohen Gadol Shebalu Gonzenosan. Big Day Kohen Gadol that get worn out, you have to be gonies, put them in Sheamus. Big Day Lavan Shaobi Bahem Biomatsom, Ena Ovi Bahem Papshtin La Olam, Ela Nigdazim Bakam Sheyif Shor Osam Sham. Interesting. What does he call Yom Kippur? The Yom Hatsom. That's what he calls it. Yom Hatsom. Anyway, the Mishnah Baruch there says, he quotes Machlokas Rishonim, whether Big Day Kahuna have the status of Klishares or not. Whether they have inherent Kedusha or they have Kedusha like Bedek Abayas. So he calls it Tosas a Kedusha Daf Nun Dalid. Tosas says they have the status of Kli Sharis. They're just like a Kli, just like a vessel. They have the status of Kli Sharis. That's what Tosas says there. But the Ritva there in Kedusha Nun Dalid says no. They have the status of Kedusha Bedek Abayas, not Kedusha Zaguf. So says the Mishnah Melech, Kashal as far as a Ritva. But you see that you have to be nignaz and put the Big Day Kohen Gadol in Sheamus. So how could the Ritva say that it only has Kachi Bedek Abayis? Doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf. Only something that has Kedusha Zaguf, inherent Kedusha, is something that is nignaz. Sarach Iyun doesn't answer the question. I mentioned that in that shiur. I don't know why he doesn't go to the next step. The Rama basically himself says the Chiluk. Maybe the Ritva only means that by Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Not by Big Day Kohen Gadol. And this is what some Achronim suggest. Big Day Kohen Gadol has inherent Kedusha. That's not used for wicks at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That has to be buried. That's the Rambam. Also says that. What does the Mishnah mean in the end of Sukkah? What's the Rambam talking about? What can you use for wicks? The worn out Begadim of the Kohen Hedyo. Not the worn out Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And that's maybe the Ritva. The Ritva only says, of course, the Big Day Kohen Gadol has inherent Kedusha. But I'm talking about Big Day Kohen Hedyo. The Tosfos might hold that even the Big Day Kohen Hedyo has inherent Kedusha. Then you have to ask the other way. Have they used it for the wicks? Right? So you have to both are problems. Why do these, unless you split it and you say there's no machlokas between Tosas and the Ritva? That's another way to get out of it. Okay, but that's part of what we're talking about here. When we're talking about that the Big Day Kohen is Nignaz, that Mishnah Melech needs to be mentioned. Okay, here we go. Next parak. This parak we have as the ninth parak. If you look at Tosas explains why this parak is here. Ha'or v'harotev. This parak gets us into the world of Tumah V'Tahara. Right? This is back into no more Kolabasar, no more Gedanasha, no more real Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh. But Tosas, why is this here? Because back in the fourth parak, in Behemah Makasha, we spoke about, remember that whole parak was all about fetuses and embryos? So there we spoke about that a shilya, a fetus, is not Metame Tumas Ochlin. Right? If the animal dies, not Metame Tumas Ochlin. So this parak is going to be all about Tumas Nevelos and Tumas Ochlin. Foods becoming Tameh, and animals that die without Shechita being Tameh and being Metameh. That's why this is here. Why didn't it have this earlier? Because that paragraph, the fourth paragraph, also had, if you find, that Ben Pakua, if you find a live animal in there, and eat Shechita, and you're also Chayv on the Nosav Esbeno. What's it all about Nosav Esbeno? So that's a Shechita Shein Eruya. So we speak about other Shechita Shein Eruyas, and then we get into Git Hanasha, is that a Shechita Ruya? Then we get to call up other, talk about cooking things. So Tosfos says, Le'inyin, we went from the fourth parak, and now we're going back to what we did earlier. So if Tosfos could do it, we could do it also in the Shir, right? So it's okay that we mentioned that idea before. Number one. But if you look in the Me'iri and other Rishon, you look in the Rif, look in the Me'iri has this parak as parak Yud Aleph. He goes straight to the 10th parak after this. The Me'iri has, instead of 9, 10, 11, he has 10, 11, 9. That's the order the Me'iri has. He has parak HaZeroa V'Alachayayim as the next parak. But we have it as now, so we do it as we have it in Talmud Bavli. The Me'iri also says that there are five topics to be discussed in this parak. Five topics. What are the five topics? The Me'iri says, number one, Levaer, Eze Dover Shebibehema Mitztarifim Habasar. Halon Tomas Oflin, Halon Tomas Avelis. What part of the animal is considered food? What part of the animal is Mitztarif combined for the Tomas of Nevela the animal has? There are some things that are not so clear. Bone, sinew, skin, blood, all of that. Is that included or not? Number one. Number two, which animals have hides that are considered basar? Or are they independent? Number three, which animals have she'ein orosei and kabasar, bo she'im chubarin? It doesn't make a difference if it's still attached to the animal, it's not attached to the animal. What about bones? That's the fourth topic. Fifth topic is Avram Duldal. What if you have a limb that is semi-detached? We discussed this back in the earlier parak, also the fourth parak. When do you say it's part of the animal? When is it not? For Isser Nevela, Isser Avram Nachai, all these other items. And as he says, all Shas does, and through these five topics, this Galgalu Bo Dvarim Acherim, Hadomin Le'inyin Zeh, Me'inyin HaTmeyos, Kamoshi Yisbayar. Okay, so we're going to have a lot of Tumah V'Taro in the next couple of days. One point of introduction, as we're about to see. Tumas Ochlin, that's a separate mitzvah d'araisa. Tumas Ochlin, food, the halachas of Tumas Ochlin, food becoming tamei. The halacha is food can only make other food tamei if it is the size of a kezias. Size of a kezias. If I have a tiny piece of a tomato, that's tamei. A tiny piece of a tomato left in a kezias, that can be tamei mace. If that tomato touches something else, it does not make it tamei. Tumas Ochlin is only passed if the source, if the metame is a kezias. Nevela, I'm sorry. Nevela is kezias, Tumas Ochlin is kebetza. Is that right? Tumas Ochlin is only kebetza. Tumas Nevela is a kezias. Right? Those are the source. Tumas, Nevela we already had already. Tumas Ochlin is what's new. Tumas Ochlin is only if it is a kebetza. There is a machlokas rishonim. What about the opposite? What about food that is smaller than a kebetza? Could that become tamei if it's less than a betza? We know it can only transfer tamei if it's the size of a betza. What about becoming tamei? That is a machlokas. The Rambam says beferish that is even a mashahu. You only need a kebetza to give tamei, not to get tamei. Rashi, stira. Stiras and Rashi throughout Shas. What Rashi holds. I'll just read you one. Rashi Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamid Gimel. Rashi there says, Ochel umashke bekabel tuma bekol shehein, like the Rambam, avol ein mitame achirim ela ochel kebetza umashke berevius. That's Rashi number one. Lamid Gimel is Pesachim. Go five lines down in Rashi. V'yani shamati ti'af lekabel tuma boi kebetza. So Rashi there quotes 2 days already. But then if you look throughout Shas, Rashi says one, Sadai says the other. But that's a very important machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and other Rishonim line up on the different sides, to become Tamei. Does food have to have a Kebetza or not? Like, it has to be a Kebetza to give off Tama. Okay, here we go. Ha'or. So first we're going to talk about what's Mitzarif. Ha'or. Let's see, you have hide of an animal, the harotev, or the sauce, the rotev, the gravy. Rashi says, she'ena ochel lekabel Tama b'fnei atzma. It's never eaten alone, every gravy alone, but it's Mitzarif. With the nevela, the hakipa are the spices that are put onto the animal, and also once they get mushed in, they're never eaten alone. The halal, the Gemara is going to say, are little pieces of meat that are still attached to the hide after you take the hide off. The ha'atzamos, or bones, what kind of bones? Rashi says fifth white line that still have some moach in them. Sheish lam moach, v'hu ochel. It's food. Look at Rashi. Important line. The Gemara is going to mention it. V'ha etzem shomer lo. We're going to get into the world of shomrim. Something that might not be considered the item itself, but it's a shomer for the item. Like, for example, a shomer lepri, a peel of a fruit, is a shomer lepri. It's not the fruit itself, but it's a shomer for it. So for Eglis Tumah V'Tahara, it might be enough to be considered, to be mitzarif for it, because it guards it. It's a shomer. So too, a bone with some moach in it might keep the basar, might be considered a shomer to the basar. Viter, the agidin and the sinews, v'akarnayim, horns, v'atzlafim, and the hoofs, mitztarfin latami tumas ochlin, avalo tumas avelas. First halakha of the Mishnah, all these parts of the animal, which are not really so edible, but they're not really considered meat, they're good enough to be mitzarif for Tumas Ochlin, to be considered food, if you need the shear for Tumas Ochlin, to for a kebetza, but not for Tumas Nevelis. Period. Kayotze bo, similarly, we'll have to see what Kiyotzibo, what the similarity is, another halacha. Meaning, Rashi says, there's another case of Tumas Ochlin that is not Tumas Nevelis. Hashochet behema tameya lo obikochavim. Umifarkeses, Rashi says you need all four conditions here, and we'll see why. A Jew is shechting a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew. That's the case. A Jew, number one, it's a Jew. Number two, he's shechting. Number three, he's shechting it for a non-Jew. Number four, mifarkeses, it's still flailing around. It hasn't stopped moving yet. All four conditions. In that case, that at that moment, Mitame Tumas Ochlin, Avalo Tumas Nevelis. It's Mitame Tumas Ochlin and not Nevela, Acha Tumas, until it finally dies and stops moving. Oh, Acha Yathas is Rosha. Or unless you chopped off the head totally when it's considered as if it's not moving anymore. What's the issue here? When it comes to a guy, Shechita has no effect. Because a guy, something's only kosher to a guy when it's totally dead and not moving. If an animal is still flailing, it's usher to a guy, even though it will be mutter to a Jew. Because once shechita is done, it's considered shachut for a Jew, even if it is flailing. So number one, that's why you talk about a Jew doing shechita. Because if a Jew, if a guy does shechita, it's meaningless until the animal dies. So it's a Jew during shechita. And even though he's doing it to a non-kosher animal, so what? The act of shechita is still significant for a Jew. And number two, it has to be a Jew that's doing it, because if a guy did it, shechita is meaningless. Number three, it has to be a non-kosher animal. Because if it was a kosher animal, it would be totally Tumas Ochlin and Tumas Avelis both right after while it's still flailing. And finally, then we have it's only Dafka done for a non-Jew. So in that case, that's another example, that it is Tumas Ochlin right away, because the Gabi, a Jew, is considered Ochlin already, even though it's not kosher. But it already has the status of something after Shechita, but not for a guy. That's another example. Continuing, Reba Latami, Tumas Ochlin, Masha Reba Latami, Tumas Avela. So you see, Tumas Ochlin applies in cases where Tumas Avela does not apply. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ala HaMechunas, totally separate halacha, the ala, the little pieces of meat that are stuck onto the hide, Im Yishbo Kizais, Makam Echad Chayev Alav. It could be considered an Avela if you have meat all in one area. Period. Tanina, let's just do a little bit. Tanina, Haditana Rabbanan, Shomim Lutuma Kalav, Shomim Lutuma Chamura. So we see from this Mishnah, and also the Brisa says, you have Shomrim, all these things in the Mishnah are Shomrim, they go with the meat. So they're Shomrim for Tumakala, which is Tumas Ochlin. Why is it Tumakala? Food cannot make a person Tame. Only an Avatuma can make a person Tame. Food can never be an Avatuma. Food can become an Avatuma. Food can become Tami from an Avatuma, but food does not make pass along Avatumas, so that's why it's called Tumakala. Shomrim Lutumakala, mina, let's say, how do you know? But for a Tumachamura, which is Nevela, which is an Av, it's not a Shomer. So let's do the first half. Shomer Lutumakala, mina, and how do you know the concept of Shomer Lutumakala? The Tana, the Verbi Ishmael. I'll call Zera Zerua. On every seed that is planted, that's talking about an item, a vegetable, a fruit becoming Tami from a Sheretz. Kiderach Shemnei Adam Motsi and Lizria. So it says Zerua Zera. So it can become Tami as it is planted in the ground. Chita Biklipasa. A piece of wheat, a kernel of wheat in its shell. Usaora Biklipasa. A piece of barley in its shell. Va'adashim Biklipasa. And lentils in their klipa. Semicolon. So you see, all those things are becoming Tami. The context is Tumas Ochlin with as is planted. So therefore, that is why you see Shomrim Lutuma Kala. Not Lutuma Chamura is the next brisa, which we can't get into now. Go to the next stop. But just one or two quick points and then we'll stop. Number one, Tosfos says, some of you might remember this Gemara from the end of Ksubis. The end of Ksubis discusses that the Gemara says that Tzadikim are going to have Tchias HaMesim in their clothes. In their clothes. How do you know they're going to have tzaddikim in their clothes? It's a kal v'chomer, says the Gemara. Ksubis kuf yud aleph. Tosfos quotes it right here in Chita. Second to last daf in Ksubis. Asid in tzaddikim sheyamdu bil ma'abu sheyen. Michi kal v'chomer michita. Uma chita shenikbara aruma. Yotza b'kama levushin. If a kernel of wheat is buried naked, and yet it comes out with all wonderful levushin, a tzaddik who's buried in a levush surely will come up sprouted and colorful. So what do you see from that Gemara? Only Tosfos, probably Tosfos, can think of this Gemara here. The chita is buried naked. So what is this talk we're talking about here? That when you plant the chita, you put it in its shell. So Tosfos says, you can put it in its shell. Meaning, the rosera can include it. Tosfos says right here. And that Gemara is saying, even if you wouldn't plant it in without its shell, it still would come out with kama levushin. Anyway, that is the... So, okay, there's more, but I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll end with Tchias HaMesim, as we talk about it here on Yisro Chav. Okay, Bezrem, continue on Sunday with Vayter in Perek Ka'or V'Harotef.